Looking for hope. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. I know that unless you're connected to the military, you probably don't follow the Iraq war day to day anymore. I still do. I look for little glimmers of hope, like the Sunni tribal leaders in Bakuba who joined the Iraqi police and U.S. forces to get rid of al-Qaeda, or the Anwar Salvation Council, a group of tribal chiefs which has successfully run al-Qaeda out of that province. But then you read that several of those Anwar leaders were meeting in Baghdad's Al-Mansur Hotel when a suicide bomber nudged his way in and pushed the button, killing four of the leaders and several others. The surge is now in place, and the news stories about it today seesaw between quotes saying it's working, that's why you're seeing more American casualties, and quotes saying it's failing, and that's why you're seeing more American casualties. We read that the clear and hold strategy is working, but differently than we thought, we're clearing and the Iraqis are holding. And in Bakuba, for example, those Iraqis, to quote the AP story, are short of uniforms, weapons, ammunition, trucks, and radios. But they're doing their best. We continue to see various reconstruction projects aimed at making life better for the people of Iraq, but we're having trouble keeping those people alive to enjoy those projects. Civilian casualties are still the great untold story since we don't keep an official count, but the Iraqi body count database on the internet, compiled from news reports, puts civilian deaths between 66,000 and 72,000 over 4 years of fighting. You could argue it's a war, what do you expect? But then that's actually within striking distance of the pace set by Chemical Ali, who was just sentenced to death by an Iraqi court. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.